Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Several undercover videos regarding Planned Parenthood have now surfaced, and members in Congress are speaking about defunding Planned Parenthood. We not only should defund Planned Parenthood in Congress with our federal tax dollars, but the states also should defund Planned Parenthood. And you ought to be aware of the corporate entities that give money to this genocidic organization. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, each one of these undercover videos gets worse and worse. The first one was this woman drinking wine and eating a salad over lunch, casually talking about how she looks at her day and decides what kinds of needs they have to determine what kind of abortions that they will ultimately do. In other words, she's looking at her order list to figure out what kind of a parts, body parts, that she and the other abortionist needs to harvest for that day. She's speaking about selling these body parts. That's video one, and they get worse after that.
Yeah, you know, to borrow from the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, President Obama's former pastor, Planned Parenthood's chickens have come home to roost. You know, you can only engage in this kind of Nazi-esque, Joseph Mengele-esque, horrific torture and murder of children and harvesting the body parts, selling the body parts for profit. You know, these videos, one of them talks about how you can perform an abortion in a way that preserves the heart and the lungs and the liver and kills the baby so that you can still use those body parts for sale. So they are caught red-handed. It's almost comical to see Cecile Richards come out and try to turn this on the Center for Medical Progress, which is the organization that has captured all of these undercover videos here. She's trying to turn it on them, and we've even heard that the DOJ and many liberals, Nancy Pelosi and others, are calling for this group to be investigated, not Planned Parenthood to be investigated. Well, despite the blacklisting by the and the blacking out of this by the mainstream media, the word is getting out, and Planned Parenthood is in more trouble right now than it's ever been.
Yeah, and you got the California Attorney General saying that it's going to investigate to see if any criminal laws have been violated by the taking of these undercover videos. Not that they're investigating Planned Parenthood. But then the second video comes out, and this is the video with the person who says that she wants a Lamborghini. And she's talking about how much they would pay to get or how much they would receive in payment to get these various body parts. And that she needs to also follow up with other abortion clinics, affiliates she calls them, in California to find out what the going rate is before she actually settles on a particular number. And the third video that came out is this phlebotomist who began working for an abortion clinic. They gave really no screening of the phlebotomist. And the phlebotomist then is taken into this room, this bloody flesh is put down on the table in front of her, and they start picking through it. She says that she sees a leg and a foot and body parts there, and they're pulling these things out, and she faints. And then she comes to with some smelling salt, and she then is told by this woman, yeah, you must be new. She says, that happens to a lot of us. And she says, some of us, we never get over it. That is just, their consciences are horrified oftentimes by these things, and yet they're continuing to do it until their consciences are absolutely seared, and they've become just like the Nazis. They're taking photographs. They're eating lunch. They're talking casually about harvesting these parts. And in that particular video, the third one that came out, they're talking about how they don't want to set a price per particular item, like a liver or a heart, because sometimes they can get all two or three particular pieces of organ together, and therefore the collective price becomes greater than the individual price. It's unbelievable that we have come to this kind of situation in America.
Yeah, you know, here we had a history of slavery in this nation where we sold entire human beings as property for profit, and that was legal in this country. Now we have a nation where Planned Parenthood is selling the individual body parts of murdered human beings that they themselves murder with their bare hands for profit. So which is worse? I don't know. Slavery, where at least they were kept alive and sold, or this instance where they're murdered and their body parts are sold. There's a distinct parallel there, Matt. But that phlebotomist you're talking about, of course, a phlebotomist is a person who draws blood. She was hired, she thought, to take blood from the quote patients, you know, these women who are undergoing these abortions. Instead, she has this video of these, you know, trays of body parts, heads, legs, arms, lungs, and they give her some medical clasps and some tongs. And I think what was really compelling her, she said she went to pick up one of the legs with the tongs, and she said she felt death and pain shoot up her arm all the way up and until she blacked out. So what does that say? I mean, that sounds like a spiritual experience to me, that she's feeling the death and the pain of that child who had just been murdered.
Yeah, she picks up this baby's severed leg with the foot on it. And as soon as she picks it up, she feels this death and pain, like you said, shoot up her right arm. And that's when she just blacked out. She couldn't handle it. This is the person who's used to seeing blood. And when they show this undercover video here of what this kind of thing looked like, they have a baby there on the table. You can see the toes of the feet and the leg. It's severed at the shin area between the ankle and the knee. It's laying there, and you see the eyes of this baby. This is just the most grotesque thing. It's just unfathomable. You know, we look at Nazi Germany and we say, how could they have gone to such debauchery where they destroy human beings and they take photographs of it? And yet that's exactly what we have today with abortion. You know, God can't and will not continue to allow America to be a great nation unless we stop this murder. And, defunding Planned Parenthood, if the Congress can't defund Planned Parenthood now, every single one of them who can't have the backbone to do that simple thing, they ought to be knocked out of Congress. They ought to be, every single state legislature ought to defund Planned Parenthood. It's not just coming from federal money, it's also coming from the state as well. So you need to put pressure on your state as well as federal. And this is just the beginning. Funding Planned Parenthood is one thing. We need to stop this insane genocide, Matt. We need to stop it. We need to put an end to it.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Half a billion dollars a year of taxpayer money is going to Planned Parenthood so that they can commit these crimes against humanity, these atrocities. So defunding Planned Parenthood is a no-brainer. But, Matt, the people who are selling these body parts, the people who are engaged in murdering these babies, this is criminal activity. You know, we had the trials in Nazi Germany, the Nuremberg trials, and the same spirit is present of those Nazis on the stand callously saying how they did this, justifying it. In these videos, we see that same spirit alive in these women associated with Planned Parenthood.
We do. We need to have a governor. We need to have a state that creates a sanctuary state that says, within our borders, we will not commit genocide anymore. The seven people on the Supreme Court, the five people on the Supreme Court, whatever, we're just not going to listen to your genocidal kinds of opinions anymore. We're going to protect our children from the moment of conception. This genocide will stop. We need to get the people to rise up and say that. It is time to stop the genocide. It is time to stop playing this fictitious nonsense that seven people in 1973 and five people in 1992 have the right to be able to say that this kind of murder will take place, that you can't prevent it. What they have been responsible for is the blood that you see on these videos. this is just the tip of the iceberg. This just did not happen. It's been happening. It's been going on in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our states, throughout the nation, this constant shedding of blood, and it's got to come to an end. We have to be outraged, and it has to stop, and it has to stop on our watch. Go to libertycouncil.com or lc.org to support this ministry. Pray for and financially support Liberty Council.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.